With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Wall Street goes back to work tomorrow morning amid heightened fears. The economy is on the verge of slipping into a recession.
Those recession fears are being fed by a dismal July employment report. American employers added just 114,000 jobs, far fewer than expected. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. That has investors on edge, as evidenced by Friday's huge Wall Street sell-off. The Dow plunged 610 points, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq dropped into correction territory. And there are fears the Fed may have missed the boat on cutting interest rates. Rich Thomason reporting.
A battle is shaping up between a beverage giant and Uncle Sam. Coca-Cola says it will fork over $6 billion in back taxes and interest to the IRS while it appeals a federal tax decision in a case that dates back some 17 years. Also at SRNnews.com, tensions continue running high on both sides of the Israel-Lebanon border. That in anticipation of an escalation in hostilities. Well, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, also was in that region last week, and he tells the Salem Radio Network what direction Israel may take.
There are other considerations. You know, we're still fighting in Gaza. I don't know what our ammunition situation is like. The army itself has been fighting in intensive combat for 10 months now, and that's another consideration. I'm up here with a lot of people who have been in the army since October 7th.
Tropical Storm Debby is getting stronger as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico, aiming right at Florida. Forecasters predict it will become a hurricane before coming ashore. Debby likely to bring very heavy rain and coastal flooding to much of the Gulf Coast. This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have some concerns about Kamala Harris.
The public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention says if Harris wins the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, it will be concerning among pro-life advocates and those who hold to biblical definitions of marriage. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission notes that Harris is the first vice president to ever make an official visit to an abortion clinic. The ERLC also says that Harris supports legislation that would threaten religious liberty. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that, quote, Jesus is the way and the truth and life. Olympic organizers continue, by the way, to take heat from that ceremony featuring drag queens. This is SRN News. It's back to school time.
Mass market retailers in the U.S. are plying shoppers with offers for computers, clothes, and other back to school essentials at affordable prices. To seal the deal, they're marketing buy now, pay later services as a way for customers to spread out the cost of going back to class in style. Companies and analysts say the strategies for securing sales are on display to coax consumers into spending during the retail world's second most important period behind the winter holidays. John Scott reporting.
Not a great time to be rooting for the Chicago White Sox. Sox lost to the Minnesota Twins today, their 20th consecutive defeat. That's the major's longest skid in some 36 years and just one game short of the American League record. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles lost their first 21 games of the season. More details at SRNnews.com.